Chicago, it's DJ Moore here. I'm glad to be here, excited to be here.
DJ Moore, Chicago Bear wide receiver.
Williams, let his receivers get down there. Now tosses it down the field into the end zone, and it is caught by Moore at the one. Unbelievable. Off the deflection, DJ Moore caught it.
Besides the turnovers and the penalties that put us back some, I mean, you can see the offense that's coming alive.
DJ Moore chatting it up with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Whatever gets us win, another win. You know, the first win, the defense and special teams got us that win. And lately, they've been holding it down, and we haven't. And we got to figure out our identity, like, now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend DJ Moore, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. DJ, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
You feel okay? Everything okay after that game?
Yeah, everything is good. Just a little sore, but that's come with it after the game.
How do you explain what happened? What was your takeaway from how the Colts were able to come away with a victory in a game that I feel like you went into it feeling like the Bears could win this game and should have won that game?
Yeah, we should have won that game, but we didn't. The Colts just went out there and just had less mistakes than we did, less turnovers than we did, and they came out on top.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that was a team that had really struggled against the run, and it was kind of weird that the way that you guys ran the football, it seemed as if there was a lot of I don't know, disguised runs or kind of clever as opposed to kind of downhill runs. It wasn't often that you lined up kind of under center and ran the football. And in fact, there was a play, your only run of the game, where you line up under center and that means you're coming down the heart of the field. No, it means it's an end around, and that ended up not really working out. Do you think they were aware of the finesse element in your running game as opposed to the power element?
Yeah, they had something for the running game, whether it was like the end around or just our running game that for this past weekend. They just seemed to be on it. And I mean, it's the NFL, they get paid too, and just to not have that running game going was part of the reason probably why we took the L.
So, DJ, we don't want to assume anything about your feelings after last week, certainly. So I want to know how you were feeling about the fact that you were targeted 10 times. You caught 8 passes, 78 yards. But it seems like just from watching this offense function that there are a lot of horizontal routes for you, a lot of plays that are basically – long handoffs, it seems. How can they get you and more involved in the downfield passing game? And do you feel like that is part? How accepting are you of that? This is not happening yet.
I'm cool with it right now. You know, as long as you know I get touches and there are positive plays, then I'm not going to say too much. Like I really don't really say too much about the game plan anyway. I just go out there and do what's asked of me and. That's that. So, but right now, I know we all still trying to figure out the identity of what's going on and how to use different players during the scheme of things during the game. But I mean, it's nothing I could really complain about.
Is that a fair question, though? Is that a fair criticism of this passing game that the use of you seems to be less threatening down the field and more at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, team's gonna look at it that way. They might press even more now that I'm getting bubbles with them playing off. So, I mean, that's a chance for the down the field shots, but you never know. So, going into week to week, it could change.
The only down the field one was the 44 yarder. Oh my God, that was something at the end of the half where the ball is batted back and you are in the perfect spot. And that is the way the play is set up. you had to reach back for it, and they did a good job of stopping you, but, you know, you're just sitting there wishing for one more play. You're right on the goal line.
Yeah, as soon as I tracked it all the way down, and then I seen it get tipped, and I like had an instant reaction to just it was right there, so it was like, all right, catch it. But then it was like the two players was already right there. As soon as I caught the ball, I was like, dang, can't have no luck today with scoring a touchdown on the Hail Mary.
What was the mentality before that play? What's your role in that? Are you just going up to – are you the guy that waits for the deflection? Are you the guy that goes up and tries to tip it? Because I noticed that Colin Johnson was in the game, right? He was the tallest guy there,
yeah,
to try to maybe do the volleyball bat to you. And then what is your role in that?
I'm more – because I'm on the other side of the field, so I'm more than likely going to be the last person to the party. And then I got the front part of the deal, and Collins the jumper, and nobody wanted to catch the ball, so they batted it, and I happened to be in the right spot at the right time doing my job, and I had caught it, but just no score. I wish I would have scored.
Yeah, I know we talked to you last week about all the social media stuff and the look on your face, and that, you know, you talked about your frustration. Then you talked to the media midweek, and you said that you were going to self-evaluate and go back and look at that. And you tried to explain that the frustration was about being one play away. It wasn't about you're frustrated with a rookie quarterback, whatever. But it was weird how that sort of gained life in and of itself. Were you really conscious of maintaining your composure throughout the game? Was there ever a moment where you were like, got to watch myself? I mean, were you super careful about making sure that no one could conclude anything from your responses?
No, I wasn't really too focused on body language. I mean, the game was going how it was going, like I said, we'd just be one play away. Like, it was the whole game, we was one play away until I think they went up like a score and a half, and it was like, and they got that first down. It was just like they're gonna take knees, and it was over. So it was really nothing to really be mad about. Like at the end of the day, I mean, you could be mad that we lost, but I don't know. I wasn't conscious of just my body language. I was just out there just being me.
DJ, I wonder if you could help us out. Matt Eberflus addressed the media after the game and put a very positive spin on the loss. And I'd like you to listen to it and then give us your reaction, because we're curious if the message to the team and players was different than the one that he sent to the media and the fan base. This is what Matt Eberflus had to say directly after the loss.
This is our third game, and there was some positivity to take out of this, you know, and we're encouraged. We're encouraged in that locker room. We are encouraged, and we are, we'll have our head moving forward, eyes moving forward, and we're going to get better this week.
Was that the right tone to set in your view?
Yeah, it was the same message relayed in the locker room. I know everybody wants to win and everything in this league, but we are in the league, and a lot of people getting paid a lot of money to make plays on both sides of the field. And at the end of the day, we got to step up and do that on the offensive side. As you can see, the defense and special teams are doing their thing. We just all got to come together and just make it work. Because sometimes the defense not going to have the days that they have, and we got to step up and make up for it. But the positive energy, it just got to stay up, because we know what we have in that locker room, in the building, from top down. Everybody's in good spirits. Everybody knows where we're headed. And everybody want to be there now, but it might not be there now. It might be game five, and we just go on a run after the bye week.
You know, it's fascinating, because I think we've struggled to figure out what is the identity of this offense. And now everyone seems to believe, well, it's a finesse offense. It's a passing offense. This is not a downhill running team. And you got to kind of accept that, because previously it may well have been a downhill running team. What is the identity of this offense?
I don't know, because we could be good at so many different things if we really hone in on what we got to do as players and execute it very well. So we could be a downhill running team like last year. We could be an outside zone team. We could be a passing team, quick game team, deep threat team. But we just got to make it work, all 11 guys out there at once when we make the play call.
This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Caleb Williams, 33 of 52, 363, sacked four times, DJ, two touchdown passes. You look at those numbers, and first of all, you're astounded by how often you guys threw the ball. But I wonder, you are there in the huddle, you're running routes for him, you're catching his passes. In what ways did you see growth from Caleb Williams against the Colts?
The stats show it. His poise when things wasn't there to get the ball out and still make a play was something that I've seen. And his communication on the sideline was even better this week.
You ever been on a team that ran that many plays in a game before? I mean, I think you guys ran 84, 86 plays. It was ridiculous.
It was the most the Bears have run since 1999.
Yeah, it's the fourth most in their history. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of plays.
I think when I was in Carolina, we ran about the same amount of plays in a game before, but I will have to go back and look.
I wonder this, as you watch the tape or as you went through it, obviously were targeted 10 times. We talked about 8 catches, 78 yards. Roma Dunze had what might be a breakout game for the rookie, 6 catches, 112 yards. How much of that did he benefit from maybe attention paid you? Did the Colts do anything schematically or defensively that paid more attention to you that allowed Rome to get open and take advantage?
They started leaning towards me, and me and my coach, we started noticing it and came over to the side. I said the one play where he had the deep ball, I told him, listen, they're going, whoever got you is going to be bumping out, and you're going to beat them downfield because I'm going to take this corner in the deep safety. He's going to be one-on-one, and they ended up hitting it, and he was happy and all fired up. So the game went how I thought it was with the defense of the Colts because they started leaning the safety over towards me.
Why couldn't you call the play on fourth and one?
Oh, boy. You know, I think that there were – so many moments, and we look at all these numbers, and it's just confounding. Obviously, Keenan Allen is still out, and he's still hurt. Has that impacted your offense, knowing that he's kind of this third-down weapon, this guy that has a chance to get open, that can help move the chains? Do you have any idea when he's coming back, if he's coming back? You know, they haven't put him on the injured list or anything. He's not on injured reserve, so he's still a week-to-week proposition. How bad is he?
I'm not sure. But I know he does have a role in this offense that most people on different teams couldn't fill. So
right.
We can't wait to get him back.
DJ, you've been in this situation before. How big of a week is this because you're coming off a loss in a game that obviously people felt like you should have won? And now you worry sometimes there's questions about the head coach and, you know, burning a timeout because you guys weren't ready to go for two. And then there's questions about Shane Waldron on fourth and one. You know the noise. You've been in Chicago long enough to understand what happens after a loss like this. How important is it to keep focused with the Rams coming to town?
It's extremely important because we can't control what the front office do, but we can control wins and losses. So if we just go out there and execute everything and to the game plan's extent, we're going to win. If we don't, it's the what have you done for me lately league, and things can happen. And you never want to see that, but at the end of the day, it is everybody's livelihood.
You know, it's a very unforgiving schedule, and even though the Rams started out with a couple of losses, they come in here. Sean McVay is a Super Bowl coach. He's respected in the profession. They've got Matthew Stafford, who's a great quarterback who's been in the division before and has had success against the Bears. What do you look at when you see this team coming in? They've got a lot of injured receivers. They've got, they're missing some players. And obviously they had a great defensive tackle retire. What do you think when you see a team like the Rams come in, or haven't you gotten there yet?
When you see them come in, you just know it's going to be a game, because no matter who's in or who's down, they find a way to make plays, and the defense is going to be the defense that they play. They're usually good, and the offense is usually firing too.
You healthy coming out of this game? You get beaten up, banged up a little bit, or are you fine?
No, I'm fine.
You ran too many plays. I think you were on the field for all but one of those plays. You must be wrecked.
No, I'm good. My body is used to it. I'm conditioned well, so I'm good for it.
Great stuff, DJ. Thank you, man. Glad to hear you doing okay.
Thanks, DJ.
Your time.
Yep.
Thank you.
That is DJ Moore, the Bears wide receiver.